Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Makis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud. In the last five Mishnayos, the Mishnah is going to discuss how we give Malkus. Till now we were discussing for what we give Malkus, when we would give Malkus. Now Lamaisa, this person's Chayiv Malkus, how is it done? Frek the Mishnah again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Kama Malkin, I say, how many times do we hit him, the person who's given Malkus? Enfid the Mishnah, Arboim Chaser Achas, 40 minus 1. Now I'm sure you can figure out, even if you're not a great mathematician, that 40 minus 1 is 39. So I want to soon tell you a beautiful Dvar Torah from the Chassam Sofer. Why doesn't the Pasuk just say 39? But first, let's go on with the Mishnah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bemispar Arboim. He will strike him in a number of 40, but we're saying it's not 40. We're learning Pshat in the Pasuk, you give him the amount of Malkus that would lead to 40, that if you would give him one more, it would be 40. And we darshan as follows. This is how the Batanur explains it. Had it said Arboyim b'misper, that would mean 40, no questions asked. Because it says the other way, b'misper Arboyim, so it means the misper that is going to lead to 40. What's the misper that leads to 40? 39? So again, Kama Malkin, I see, how many times does he get Malkus? And the answer is Arboim Chaser Achas, 39. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bemisbar Arboim. And because it says Bemisbar Arboim and not Arboim Bemisbar, so we understand, Shad in the Pasuk is Minyan Shu Samach L'Arboim, a number that is next to 40, which is 39. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says Arboim Shleimas Hulaika, he receives a full 40. Now that could create a problem, because we're going to learn later in Mishnah Yud Gimel that Malkus are given in groups of three. The first set is on the person's chest and two on the shoulders. So if it's 39, you can divide it into three. 13 on his chest, and then 13 plus 13 on the two shoulders. But 40, so what do we do with the extra one? V'heichon hu loikes hayiseira, where does he receive the extra, the 40th lash? And the answer is Bain Kesef of between his shoulders, in other words, on the top of his back. The Batanur tells us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, the Mishnah asked, how many Malkus does he get? 40 minus 1, because we dash in the Pasuk, Bemispar Arboim, an amount that would lead to 40. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a full 40, which gives us the problem, if we divide it into 3, where does the 40th lash go? So Rabbi Yehuda said, it goes Bain Kesefav, 13 on his chest, 13 on one shoulder, 13 on the other shoulder. That's Lamaisa the Halacha, because the Halacha is that it's only 39. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be one more on the top of his back. So again, back to the question. Why does the Torah have to say, fine, it says B'mispar Arboim, that teaches us that it means an amount which would lead to 40, 39. So why doesn't the Torah just say 39? The Chassam Sofer explains that a baby is created in 40 days. After 40 days, the baby in the mother's womb has a din of a baby. It's negeya kama halachis. There aren't negeya. It also says, Arboim yoim kaidem yitziris havlad, 40 days before a baby is created. Machrizin they call out a shemayim, bas ploini leploini, who the baby is going to marry. Moshe Rabbeinu was in shemayim for 40 days to receive the Torah. That's when, like, Klal Yisrael was recreated. So the creation of the person is 40 days. It's brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim. If someone wants to break a midah and recreate himself for 40 days, he should go to the other extreme. You have a problem with gaiva. You're too much of a big shot. For 40 days, it should be an extra anav. That's what the Rambam says. You have to bend it the other side. You want to even out a metal that's bent to the right. You have to bend it all the way to the left so that it straightens itself out. So 40 days is called recreating us. When a person is chote, when a person is over an aveir, obviously we're talking about a serious aveir that he's chayiv malkus on. So it's like he's uncreating himself. You're undoing the whole purpose of who you are. But the Torah Kedosha never lets us sin to the point where it's impossible to do tshuva. If a person would sin such an aveir, says the Chassam Sofer, that he deserves 40 malkus, that means he totally undid the purpose of his creation. Chas v'shalom, the Torah never lets us fall that deep. And that's the remez. That even though he's about to be over an aveira, which should destroy himself, destroy the 40 days that he was created, Kadosh Baruch Hu will always stop us A Yid has to know that he can always, always do tshuva. And that's the remez in the 39 lashes.